be afraid of nothing here. At 12 minutes past 7. Yes. Text message you're getting from Eric in Adelaide. Read. Laughed at the developers who demolished the old pub in Carlton. Said they'll rebuild it. Look, I bet it looks like an apartment block when they do. Yeah, well, there is that, isn't there? Eric, they laughed at me when I said I was going into stand-up comedy. They're not laughing now. Not my joke. Good one, though.
Yes.
Yeah, we all wonder what's going to happen with that. Ooh, one person to ask is Tom Carson, because he's in the game. Heritage Restoration Specialist and Director of Abode Restorations. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
They do this all over the world, don't they? You go to the Acropolis, that's all been rebuilt.
That's right, they do.
I literally have been in historic sites where you can see young people chipping away, restoring things. In the case of something like the Acropolis, you could argue that it was worth it. In the case of the Corkman, I don't know. What would you have to do to what's the difference between restoring and rebuilding?
Oh, well, I mean, restoring usually you're starting with a substantial part of the building already intact and you're fixing up part of it. Or say, for instance, they might have removed sort of decorative elements or, you know, which is common because they're sort of about to fall down. There's a lot of balustrades and things that are taken down that at some later stage rebuilt.
I guess your classic situation would be a terrace house with aluminium windows and a wrought iron balcony, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
You take out the aluminium windows and at great expense you put sash windows back in the hole.
Yeah, so that would be a, I suppose that would be a restoration.
Yeah.
Whereas a conservation would be where you actually are just doing work on the thing as it is and trying to hold it together. And a rebuild, of course, is exactly what the word says, which is, you know, starting from scratch and everything. You might be copying what was there, but that's what you're doing. It's all new materials.
It's probably a little late to go back to the chip and get the bricks, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it. They're not that special.
Also, of course, there's the issue of the asbestos. Would there be heritage people out there who insisted you had the original asbestos put back in the walls?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I reckon one of the things we all wonder is how much of this has gone on already, and this is just the first one we've noticed.
Oh, there's a terrible amount. It's amazing. I mean, when you look at so many streets all over Melbourne and you look at, for instance, a beautiful row of terraces and then you see this just incredibly ugly thing built in the 60s or something next to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about modern architecture is it probably does give you more space.
Mm-hmm.
And often the interiors are more workable for how we use them now. And it's been way too much. We've been brutal, really.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I went to, this is years ago now, one of those building developments out in the sticks where they had a display home, and as much as it was on many levels quite unattractive, it was very functional. You know?
Yeah.
Like the laundry was giant. Because people wash their clothes more than they used to, I guess.
Well, have a look at terrace houses, the classics. I mean, the kitchens are in their original state. The kitchens, for what we would say we want now, the kitchens are terrible. And you feel a lot of it was because it's almost like the owners didn't really care what was going on in the kitchen. And that they perhaps weren't doing it. And so and they're a long way from where people eat and everything. So we've completely changed. And yeah. So often people get those houses and they and they change them, and that's probably a good idea.
Well, the kitchen once upon a time was a wooden outbuilding because when it caught fire, not if, then it was easy to rebuild, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And don't start me about outside toilets.
Oh, they're a great idea.
Oh, are they? On what level?
Somewhere to get away.
Leave the door open, commune with nature.
Exactly.
In the freezing
cold. Make all the sounds that you like.
Yeah. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think so. It's not going to happen, is it? There's talk about them rebuilding this place.
Well, it's doable. I mean, it's just actually, it's in the Age, isn't it, today?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, and it's a very simple building, really. It's a rectangle. It's built from brick, double or multi-triple brick. And the decorative elements are fairly simple. Everything that's on it is we have today. And we have the trades that can do that work. So it's certainly doable.
I've got a funny text message here. It says, it's the Cork Man, not the Corkman. But it was something before. That was like the law pub or something. All the law students used to go there. I can't remember what it was. It's supposed to be the man from Cork. There's an interesting examination. What will we call it when it's restored? The House of Shame. The house that Jack pulled down. If you had the site, what would you do? You'd put up flats, wouldn't you?
No, I think, look, I really think that we've got to be really careful. It might seem like if particularly saying Carlton, you might say, well, there's, you know, there's heaps of terraces and there's buildings like that. But we do slowly lose them. We do, you know, slowly we're looking at a building at the moment that which has had its pediment removed, which is the decorative element of a terraced building on the top. And if you looked at it as it is, you'd think there was nothing more on top of it until you see the picture from the past.
Yeah.
And that can easily happen. And we can think is what it always was, but is in fact changed enormously. And we do slowly lose stuff. So I think obviously what they did was completely wrong and outrageous.
Yep.
I noticed them apologising now. And so perhaps it is a statement to put it back. You know, what was wrong with that building, that two-storey building there? Why was that a problem? I'm assuming people went there to drink and have meals, and you can make it a funky club if you wanted to or whatever, but you could still have it looking like it does.
Yeah. Oh, well, job's on then. Thank you, Tom. Tom Carson, Heritage Restoration Specialist in regard to the Cork Man pub in Carlton. You happy now, Irish people? It's 7:20.